Okay, this is Hashem Yisbarach. We're beginning our, I forgot what number season, but the new season of Thursday night Shiurim. At Parshas Bereishis, it's clear from the Pesukim in the beginning of the Sedra, as well as from the Pesukim in the Aseret Sedibros, that there's a correspondence between our observance of Shabbos and Ma'aseh Bereishis, that our observance of Shabbos commemorates the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Shavas Vayinafash at the completion of Yimei Bereishis. We also know that there's an element of Zecher L'Siyas Mitzrayim involved in Shmir Shabbos, as the Ramban emphasizes both in Parshas Yisra and Parshas Veschanan, and the Aseret Sedibros is evidenced by the language used in Kiddush, the Gemara Misachim, etc. We'll come back to that in a couple moments, but in terms of the actual Malachos, and the origin of the specific malacha. So we're familiar with the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Let's pull up the share screen for those of you at home. And you can pull out your devices, those of you here. The Gemara in Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis has a machlokes as to whether we derive the Lamed Tes Malachos from Mishkan or we derive the Lamed Tes Malachos from the instances of usage of the term malacha in Chumash. Tosos, Dibur Maskil Keneged, rejects the possibility that maybe everyone agrees on some level that we do learn out Melech HaShabbos from Mishkan. And tells us things that there is an actual full machlokas here as to what we learn out from. But the Chachmei Sfat, Ramban and others assume that no, everyone agrees on some level that we do learn out Melechos from Melech HaMishkan. And the question is whether we have some other indication as to how to arrive at that number of the usage of the term malacha in Chumash, but ultimately there is a Mishkan element that everyone would agree to. And famously, the Igle Tal in his Hagamah, the Avni Nezer wrote a chibur on Malacha Shabbos, which he called the Igle Tal, which only goes through Sidur of the Pas. So in his Hagamah to the Igle Tal, he points out a machlokas that wouldn't necessarily be apparent if you're not sensitive to it, a machlokas between Rashi and Rav Haigon, as to whether when we learn out Melechas Shabbos from Mishkan, do we learn out from Hakamas HaMishkan, or do we learn out from Avodas HaMishkan? So he points out Rashi's position is that we learn out from Hakamas HaMishkan, not from Avodas HaKorbanos, based on Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says, in the list of Melechas, that we have Zareya and Kotzer, and Rashi comments that Zariya and Kotzira were in the samamanim that were processed in order to dye materials in the Mishkan. So the Avnei Nezer points out that if we learned out not only from Hakamas HaMishkan, but from Avodas HaKorbanos, then you would have expected Rashi to comment that you engaged in Zriya and Ksira in order to be Zoreya Chitin for the Menachos. Rashi only focuses on the Hakamas HaMishkan, on the dyeing of the Rias. Rashi doesn't focus on the preparation for korbanos. He points out Raya as well, the Gemara Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara questions why in the list of malachos we term the malacha as afi as opposed to bishul. Cooking, baking, same malacha, but it's referred to as the malacha of ofen, not the malacha of mevashel. Right? So Gemara says, ask that question, shavik tana bishul samimana b'mishkan, that the Gemara asks that the Tana doesn't mention Bishul Samamanim, the cooking of the Samamanim, but it only mentions Ofer, which was not in the Mishkan. But you would have expected the Tana should have listed Bishul, which you had in the Mishkan, by Bishul Samamanim. Instead, the Tana mentions Ofer. There's no Ofer in Mishkan. What do you mean there's no Ofer in Mishkan? There's Ofer for the Lachma Panim. So apparently, you see from there that is a fear for the chavitin, for the menchas chavitin. Apparently, you see from there that we're only focused on the malachas involved in Hakamas HaMishkan and not on the avodas HaKorbanos. And then he points out that there's a tshuva of Rav Haigon quoted in the Tshuva Sarambam, or a position of Rav Haigon quoted in a Tshuva Sarambam based in Yerushalmi, The Yushami says that there were 11 malachas involved in the Hakrabas Korban Tamid every day, and the same number of malachas involved in the preparation of the Minchas Chavitza that the Kohen Gadol wrote every day. That sounds like we're looking at avodas related to malachas related to avodas HaKarbanos and not to Hakamas HaMishkan. But be that as it may, there still be maybe some resonance and some connection between the actual Malacha Shabbos and Brias Olam and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and not only Hakamas HaMishkan. Rabbi Sachs points out a Zohar, which I wouldn't otherwise have been aware of, that that seems to indicate there is a correspondence between the Malacha Shabbos and the Malachas that Kosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. And there is a Tosfos in Psachim that we are familiar with. Psachim Dafka Fizayim Abayis, one of the Kiddush Gemaras there. So Lamantis goes the Emsays from the Eretz Mitzrayim, Lekach Kavu Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shemati Rabbeinu Meir, Sheyesh B'Medrash, Lefisha B'Mitzrayim, Avdu B'Hem Yisrael B'Parech, Parech B'Atbash is 39. Kishinigla B'Mitzrayim, Mesiram Al HaShabbos, Lishbos Me'osan Lamentas Malachos. So there is some correspondence between the Malachos of Shabbos and the malachos that Bnei Yisrael did as part of their shibud in Mitzrayim. There's a fascinating comment, which I don't fully understand, that Rav Shlomo Shofar Hirsch has in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, where he notes the following, that the observation is a astute observation that should be made whether or not you take its conclusion. But he observes the following in a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah Perek Yitzayin, in criticizing Klai Yisrael for not properly adhering to Shabbos, pasuk says, V'lo satsiyu masa mi batecha mi yama Shabbos, v'cho melacha lo sasu, v'kid Hashem es yama Shabbos, kashir tivi seyas avo seichem. That you shouldn't engage in hotzah on Shabbos, and you shouldn't engage in any melacha. So the Navi here equates hotzah with other malachas. So Rav Shlomo Shofar Hirsch notes that the 38 malachas up to Hotzah and Hotzah are very different. The 38 malachas minus Hotzah are all reflective of the notion of malachas Mahshabbos Asur Torah, that the type of malacha that is Asur Shabbos is a constructive action, an action that has an effect, that serves a purpose that is constructive. That's why if you're mekalkel, if you do something in a destructive fashion, that's not a malacha deraisa, mekalkel is pater. That's why if you violate a malacha in an eno miskavin fashion, you don't intend for the result, that's also not a malacha deraisa. Malacha chenu sichul gufa is not a malacha deraisa. So there are all these different details of malachas Shabbos. The Tiferes Yisrael in his Hakdama to Mesach Shabbos, Perish HaMishnayis, called the Kalkel HaShabbos. So he lists six different categories of Turim from Lachas Machsheves, of things that are do not result in Lacha Deraisa because they lack some element of Lachas Machsheves. Some of them are Mefersha Gemara, some of them may be Talian Machlokas Rishonim, but there are various details that need to go into a Malacha to make it a Malachas Machsheves. So the 38 Malachas, those are constructive, productive Malachas that reflect what we do in a active fashion. And those are the 38 standard malachas of Shabbos. As opposed to Hotzah, Hotzah is what the Gemara terms of malacha grua. Many shitas have shown, why is it a malacha grua? Why is it a lower level malacha? The Tosas on Daf Beis in Shabbos assumes that the reason that Hotzah is considered a malacha grua is because fundamentally, there's no difference if I pick up an object here and walk for hours in the room, or I pick up an object outside and walk for hours outside, or I pick up an object in the house and bring it outside as opposed to walking with the object in the house for the same distance. There's no fundamental difference between those various actions. Some of them are chiyuv deraisa, some of them are heter gamur. So hotzah is unique in that you can do the same exact action in different ways, and sometimes it's malacha, sometimes it's not a malacha. You're not doing anything that is constructive per se. So Rav Shlomo Shofar Hirsch thinks that that's a totally different category of Shabbos that exists in parallel to the other 38 malachas. That's what Navi Yirmiyah equates Hotzah with the other malachas kind of on the same plane. And then the interesting thing that Rav Shlomo Shofar Hirsch suggests is that maybe this reflects the gracious versus Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim elements of Shabbos. That 38 malachas, the malachas of Shabbos, the constructed malachas, that reflects the malachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu engaged in as part of Bria'as Olam, that creative activity. And when we refrain from that creative activity on Shabbos, we're acknowledging the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a fashion, Kadosh Baruch Hu affects the physical in the world. And we're noting that by refraining from malacha on Shabbos. That's the 38 malachas. That's keneged Maisa Bereishis. Hotzah, he says, is different. Hotzah isn't the same kind of a creative action. Hotzah reflects what he terms social realities, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrates the political world, the social world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu move nations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, brought them to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what's reflected by Hotzah, the social change, the political change, which is different than the constructive change of the other malachos. And in that way, Hotzah reflects Yetzias Mitzrayim. I saw in the, there's a recently published sefer they have on the shul here, I was looking at it over Sukkos, the Otzer HaPoskim series came out with the volume on Bir on Oshanos, Bir HaTfila on Oshanos, hundreds of pages of Perushim on Oshanos. So in the, I was looking for one thing that always bothered me, at least I found curious, which was in the Hoshanos that we cite on Shabbos, there's an inordinate focus on Hotzah / Tchumen. There's a focus on the essays of Shabbos. There's a focus on Hotzah in a few lines. There's a focus on Tchumen. There's very little, there's nothing in terms of the specifics of other malachos. So why that focus on Hotzah and Tchumen as opposed to the other malachos? So I was curious to see what they would say about that. So one of the pshatim that I don't think they quoted anyone, but the mechaber of this volume suggested based on this from Shamshon Lefar Hirsch is maybe that's the point, that Otzah reflects the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Otzah reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the political running of the world, the social running of the world, moving populations. And that's what we reflect on Sukkos. Sukkos is Galus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, that we're now in Galus, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's somehow reflected by the focus on Hotzah in the Oshanas. We'll take that or leave it. Let's talk a little bit about the difference between Toldos and Avos in the context of Melech HaShabbos. So the Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Daf Ayin, we learn out from Achas Mehena that there are Avos and there are Toldos. There are the primary category and secondary category. The secondary category told us are also Malacha Deraisa. There's a chiyuv for a Tolda, just as there's a chiyuv for Av. There's an interesting line in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the seventh parak, Klal Gadol Halacha Beis, that the Pima Gadim quotes in his Psicha Tehilcha Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Avdin Havai Bahada Pirka Tlas Shinenu Plug. They were working on the Sugya of Avos and Toldos for 3.5 years. Afkun minay arba in chaser achas toldos al kol chad v'chada. They found 39 toldos for every av malachos Shabbos. Man da ashichon mismach samchon. Hadalo ashichon mismach abduni mishem makav patish. So their preference was to connect every possible action to one of the avos, and the catch-all was to connect it to makav patish. That's important to understand. For understanding what Makav Patish is it a catch-all or not? Not for now. But that's a fascinating line in the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish spent 3.5 years trying to figure out what are the Avos and what are the Toldos, and they came out with 39 Toldos for every Av. But we're more familiar with the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Kamma and the parallel Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Vav that asks the question, what is the difference between Avos and Toldos in practice? So let's take a look at it here in Shabbos, Sadi Vavim Beis. Again, Parallel Gemara, Bava Kamma, Daf, Beis, Amud, Aleph. The Gemara says, this is in the context of the beginning of Parak HaZorek, that's because Tolada of Hotza'ah. Did I just lose the connection here? It says reconnecting.
Perfect. You're perfect.
Good. Okay. So it says that Zvika is a tolada of Hotzah. So Gemara says, Mi Hotzah, Avach Nasa Tolda, So it's true that one's an av and one's a tov, but bottom line, both of them are chiyuv d'oraisa. So my karlei av, the my karlei hai av, the my karlei hai tolda. So why are some malachas referred to as some referred to as a tolda? Nafkamina, the avish they avas by the adadi, inamish they told us by the adadi, mechayiv tarti, the avid avid tolda di day, lo mechayiv elachad. Nafkamina is for the purpose of chilu chatos, that if you do an av of one malacha and a tolda of another malacha, you do two avos or two toldas of two different malachas, then you'll be chayiv two separate chatos, even if it's done by lama achas. As opposed to, if you do an av in its own tolda, then you'll only be chayiv a single chatos. The Gemara says, that's very nice, according to the Chacham and the Reb Lazar. However, the Reb Lazar, the Mechayiv HaTolda, the Malkam Ava Maikar Le'Ava Maikar Le'Tolda, but Reb Lazar disagrees. Reb Lazar says that even if you perform a tolda of the same av, you're going to be chayiv twice. According to Reb Lazar, what's an av community between av and tolda? So you'd expect the Gemara now to present an av community. What does the Gemara say? Hachtahave b'mishkan chashiv akari la'av, that which was in the mishkan chashiv, so two girsos in the Bali Tosfos, is it hachtahave b'mishkan v'chashiva, or hachtahave b'mishkan was definitionally chashiva, but either way, not for, doesn't make a difference for our purposes right now. So that which was in the mishkan was chashiv, or and was chashiv, is called an av. Hachtahave b'mishkan chashiva lo kari la'av. That which was not in the mishkan, was not chashiv, is not called an av, that's called a tolda. So what's the nafkamina? You just told me semantics. Is there nafkamina lacha? That which was chashiv is called an av. That which was not chashiv is called a tolda. But the both chiyuv d'oraisa, even if you perform the av, the tolda, delay, you're going to be chayiv twice. So what's the nafkamina between av? What's the nafkamina between av and tolda? So the Rishonim were all bothered by this. Tosa suggests, here at Dibur Maskel or Blazer, and in Bava Kama, that Beza Manal, the same Dibur Maskel, then maybe you have to kind of read the Gemara a little bit lav dafka. Maybe what the Gemara really means to say over here is a nafkamina for Hasra, that if something's called a tolda, so the Hasra of the tolda is b'shem av. If something's called an av, the Hasra is b'shem the av, not the tolda. You can't be master tolda, and it's only after you master tolda b'shem av. So that's a major ikar chasam to say, but that's what the Gemara means to say. That's you don't see that at all in the words. The Ramban here reads the Gemara as in a chanami. The Ramban understands that the Gemara is talking, saying there is no nafkamina. The Ramban here, Dibra Maskel, well, the Ramban here, Sadi Vavam and Beis. Mifarkinan, Lerblazer b'emes lo nafka lamidi linyan dina. There's taka no nafka mina lalacha. Ela hachta ave b'mishkan chashiva v'kari le'av. V'achta lo b'mishkan lo chashiva v'kari le'tolda. But in a chanami, there's absolutely no nafka mina le'halach. Then the Gemara has,
another av. Right, you do
an av
and a tolda. Why is one
told
an av
and
one
told
a tolda?
You just chayv once, right? No, but there's an afkamina. If something's a tolda of this av, then you're only chayv once. If it's told of a different av, it'll be chayv twice. So that is an afkamina in categorizing right. Whether something.
That's just a chayv, not, but it's not an afkamina whether something is of an av and a tolda of a different type. Like why calling the rea versus
no, so Gemara is not answering how you know what's an av, how you know what's a tolda. Gemara is saying, what is an afkamina between categorizing something as an av and categorizing something as a tolda? How do you know what's a tolda? So that's either the Yishalmi or what we'll see in a minute, the possible middle category. There's a Gemara in.
But the term yeah. Tolda works best as well. Hasra is, they get the people from Talakam, you have to do different tolda.
It will be an afkamina tanakam as well, but it's not right. It's not necessary. Meaning you have an afkamina without that. Okay, but then you have another category. The Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, the beginning of the Malachas Sugyos. So there, the Gemara has the notion of a me'ein malacha achas. The Gemara says that Ayin Gimel Mibayz, that if you're osa malachas harbe me'ein malachas achas. If you perform multiple malachos, that are of the same type as a as one malacha, you're only chayiv once. Malachas harbe me'ein malacha achas, eino chayiv ela achas. And the Rambam has this as a separate category in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. These are also derises. The me'ein malacha achas are also derises. So, for example, the Gemara has that if you're Zoreya, and your Zomer, and your Noteya, and your Mavrich, and your Markiv, so you plant and you prune, you plant seeds, you plant trees, you prune, you graft, you move one branch into the ground nearby. So all those are considered Me'ein Malacha Achas. And within those Me'ein Malacha Achas, at least according to Rashi, some of these are Avos, and some of these are Toldos, Machlokas, Rashi, Rama, which are Avos, which are Toldos. But that's also the things that are Me'ein Malacha Achas, they're also your only Chayiv once, which sounds like Tolad Makom Avah, you're only Chayiv once, even though some of these may also be Avos. So the Kazimish is bothered over here. If you're calling some of these Avos, and Mela, you told me, according to Chacham Der Lazar, that a Tolad of an Av, you'll only be Chayiv once if you do an Av of Tolad Didei. But here you have multiple Avos, and you're Chayiv multiple times. So Kazimish is bothered, quoting from the Ramach, so then why do we only have 39 of us? Kazimisha writes, Kazimisha Ramach, Temahu, and Kol Elu Avos, Amai Chashav Arbam Chazarachas. So you just listed Zomer, Mavich Mark of the 39, the list of the 39. But you're calling these, you're Chai for all of them, and you're calling these Avos in essence. In Cain, call Elu Avos, Amai Chashav Arbam Chaser Achas, Havale Lachshav Yosar Michamishim. If you count up all the Me'emalach Achases that the Rambam lists as Avos, then you end up with more than 50 Avos. The Odar Minimim Lachadav of Mishkan Chashiva Karli Av, the Lav of Mishkan Karli Tolta, the Chofer, the Chorei, the Mavrich, the Markiv, the Boser, Mosek, Lo Yub Mishkan. So here you have a list of things that were not in the Mishkan. Harvesting grapes, harvesting olives, etc. Shelo yetzarach hamishkan lachver v'lachros v'gam lo yitzvichem lahavrich laharkev v'lita ilanos v'lidur tamarim v'linsam zesim v'achi pirusho kulan malacha achasem v'kulan tolda mizareya v'lashmina an asa de'enu chayv el achas ashtei tolados v'el ava tolda v'ida amr zomer chayim mishun noteya lo misayei elei. So the Ramach thinks that no, all everything other than the Av mentioned in the Mishnah, the 39, is actually a Tolda, that you can't legitimately call these Avos because we have a finite number of Avos. But it could be, if you go back to the Tosas that we kind of started with, that there may not be such a difficult proposition to entertain, that there is still 39 Avos, even though there are potentially more categories or more candidates that you could have included as an Av. The Tosas writes, Yom Askel Arbam Avos, Harbe Malachas Yesh to Damila Dadi, Babalan, the Mechshevinu Kulanka Achas. So there are many Malachas that are similar to each other, and we should have listed them, to the Park Periklal Gadol, Hainu Zara, Hainu Bora, Hainu Merakeid, Lemishim Chilak Muat, Shabinayam Lohaya Mechalkin Lahu. Ilad the Kimlu the Lamates Malacha saying Kineget Shim Davar Lakak by Kinegandi. So there is a Mesorah that there are 39 Malachas. You have to figure out what are the most likely candidates for those 39 Malachas. Fundamentally, there are other Malachas that could have made the list, but somehow we have a Mesorah that is 39 and we have to whittle the number down to 39, even though there may be other Malachas that, for all intents and purposes, are equivalent to the Av. It looks like we are out of time. We had a 7-minute handicap at the start, but just Rashi Prakim that we won't have time to discuss today. Possible other nafkamina discussed by Acharonim between an Av and a Tolda, not mentioned in the Gemara. The Teferis Yisrael in his Kalkel Sashabis discusses the issue of Tzira for a Shir, that we generally assume that you can't be mitzareif a chassi shir of one malacha with a chassi shir of another malacha. If you do half a shir of zareya and half a shear kosei, that's not going to result in a chiyuv katas. But if you do half a shear of a tol and half a shear of its own av, so he has mar makamos lakan lakan on that topic. And also the Abdeneza discusses and others, which maybe Machlokas Rishonim, Nachum Zemin is Totsas Chaim, which is a chibur on Hotzah. He discusses, do you have a tolda, the tolda? So you have a tolada of an af. Do you have a tolada of a tolada? And what's the status of a tolada of a tolada? So that may also be Machlokas Rishonim. So maybe that's an afkamin between a tolada and an af, that a tolada can have its own tolada, but an af can have a tolada. Okay, maybe for a different time.